It is true that this week's Parsha is Parsha's Bamidbar, but it is also Shavuos, and the last time we'll meet before Shavuos this coming week. So let's do a sugya in Talmud Torah, which is something that we have done in the past. I would like to discuss tonight the inyan of Bittul Torah, but not Bittul Torah as we commonly understand it, Bittul Torah in the sense of not learning Torah in the amount that you should be learning, but rather Bittul Torah Be'echus, Bittul Torah in quality. And we'll discuss the sugya and get into the parameters, and hopefully, besides understanding halacha lemaisa when it comes to Bittul Torah, of negating our responsibility to learn Torah, but also walk away with chizuk and strengthen ourselves to push ourselves and to grow ourselves in our own limud haTorah. The Gemara is a Gemara in Megillah and Daf Gimel. The Gemara there is discussing stopping one's regular Talmud Torah in order to hear the Megillah. Right? A person is in the middle of, you know, doing Daf Yomi, learning a Sefer, and you look at your watch and say, oh, it's time to go to Shul, it's time for the Megillah. So within this discussion, the Gemara uses the expression that we are Mevatal Torah to hear Megillah. You're reading a Sefer, you're doing the Daf, and you're being Mevatal the Torah, you're negating the Torah to hear Megillah. So the Acharonim are bothered about this expression. What does that mean, I'm being Mevatal Torah to hear the Megillah? Isn't Megillah's Esther Torah as well? It's part of Tanakh. That should also be Torah. So why does the Gemara say it's Bittul Torah, so to speak, or you're negating one type of Torah to go learn another type of Torah? So the Maritz Chias writes on that Gemara that leaving the Beis Medrash to go to Shul would cause a few minutes of Bittul Torah. The Bittul Torah is going on the time to go to hear Kriyas Megillah Bitzibor in public. And this is also an understanding of the Aruch HaShulchan and the Beis She'arim in Aruch HaYim Simin Sin Shin Samech Ches. And supported also by the language of the Gemara. Look at the Gemara's language. Mikan Samchu Shal Beis Rebbe. From here, Beis Rebbe, the House Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, Shemevatlin Talmud Torah Ubayin Lishmoa Mikra Megillah. And they go to hear Mikra Megillah. So we see that it's the Ba'ah, the coming, the walking through the streets, the few minutes to get in the car, to go from house to shul, is the Bittul Torah. Okay, that's how he understands it. Rav Asher Weiss has a different understanding. He offers the opinion that there's a machlokas in the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch HaYim and Simen Memvav as to whether psukim outside of the context of tefillah need a birchas haTorah. According to those who say that they don't, we can say that Megillah is not a classical form of Talmud Torah, but instead it's Pirsumei Nisa, and therefore leaving the Beis Medrash to go hear Megillah could be Bittul Torah, right? Meaning, when you go hear the Megillah, are you going because you want to hear Divrei Torah? You're going to fulfill the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa. Now, this is not sufficient for those who require Birchas HaTorah for Psukim said in Davening, because they apparently see that even Torah in the context of something else is still Talmud Torah. But according to those who say that words of Torah in the context of a different mitzvah is not Torah, that would be Bittul Torah, because when you go hear Megillah, that's Pirsumei Nisa. But those two answers are not our sugya tonight. Our sugya tonight is another approach. The Gemara in Shavuos and Kuf Tes Vav says that we shouldn't learn Ksuvim, you shouldn't learn the third section of Tanakh on Shabbos, because it is Bittul Beis HaMedrash. You're being Mevatal Torah. Why? Isn't Ksuvim, Rus, Shir HaShirim, Daniel, Dirayam, that's Torah. So why is that Bittul Beis HaMedrash? So Rashi says, "Ubishabes hayudor shindrasha lebali batim shasukim b'mlacha kol mosachol." On Shabbos, the rabbi would give a shir on Shabbos afternoon in halacha for the balbatim who were working all week and couldn't hear halacha. Ubisoch hadrasha hayu morin lehen hilchos isr v'hetar, and they would teach them the laws of what is mutter and what is prohibited. V'tov lehen Lishmoa milikros biksuvim. And it's more important that the balabatim should hear a halacha shir on Shabbos than to hear ksuvim, to read stories from Tanakh. So the Yerushalmi in Shabbos learns from here that learning Mishnah is preferable to learning Tanakh. Based on this, the Sridi Eish, Rabbi Chilak of Weinberg, the last Rav of Berlin, writes in Chelek Avin Simen Nuntes that learning ksuvim, where Megillas Esther is found, Megillas Esther is in Ksuvim, can be a form of Bittul Torah, because it seemingly is a lesser form of learning. It's Bittul Torah Be'echus. It's Bittul Torah in quality, not in quantity. The same idea is brought in the name of Ruchaim Salavechik, And Rav Chaim Kreisworth cites his father-in-law, Rav Avram Grzhensky, who notes that the Gemara in Eir Vindas Samech Gimel says that the Malachim rebuked Yehoshua for failing to offer yesterday afternoon's Korban Tamid, right? The Malach comes to Yehoshua with a sword and says, Yehoshua, you sinned. And Yehoshua says, what did I do wrong? And he gives him Musar for not offering the Korban Tamid of the previous day and for not learning Torah in depth. So Yehoshua asked the Malach, so why are you coming to me? For the not learning Torah or for the not offering the Korban Tamid? So the Malach says for Bittul Torah. So immediately the Pasuk says, Vayelech Yehoshua Basocha Emech, that he spent the night in depth halacha. So Rav Avram Grzhensky notes that Yehoshua went to the Emek halacha, the depths of halacha. How come he doesn't say that he went to learn Torah? Because certainly Yehoshua ben Nun wasn't being Mevatel Torah Bekamus. The issue here was, we're not going to say Yehoshua ben Nun wasn't learning Torah. What we're saying is that Yehoshua ben Nun wasn't learning to his potential, and therefore that's how he was rebuked. Bittul Torah in quality, not in quantity. Comes the Truas Beis Ephraim in Arachaim Simon Samaches, and he says, this is certainly the case if you're simply reading Megillas Esther and not learning in depth. That's Bittul Torah. If I'm learning the Daf Yomi and paying attention to everywhere and learning Gemara, well, to go stop that and go learn Megillas Esther, Esther's type of Bittul Torah. His proof is that David HaMelech asks that his Tehillim that people recite should have the same weight as those who learn Maseches Negayim and Maseches Olos, the laws of Negayim and Olos, which are very complicated laws of Tumen Tara. Why did David need such a special request that his Tehillim, when you recite Tehillim, should be just like learning difficult areas of Halacha? Because the effort in learning Negayim and Olos, those Masechtos, creates a greater fulfillment of Talmud Torah than reciting Tehillim for the person who's capable of learning on a deeper level. The Rashash in Megillah cites the space of Ephraim and then notes the Gemara in Kedushin Daf Lama that tells us that you have to divide our day into thirds. A third for Mikra, a third for Mishnah, a third for Talmud. And the Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah and the Shulchan Aruch in Yerodeah understand that this is referring to a person's life. You should divide your life into thirds. The first third of your life, Psukim, the first third, next third of your life, Mishnah, the last third of your life, Gemara. Meaning, the first part of a person's career and learning should be with lighter things. And as you grow in Torah, you spend more of your time on more complicated, more areas that demand more intellectual rigor than on the easier things. And this is the way it should be. A person should be pushing themselves more and more and more in their Torah learning and not learn lighter things. Again, we could all sit here tonight and we could learn the little Midrash says. I have nothing wrong with what the Midrash says. I'm a big fan. I learned it myself when I was younger. But if you're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years old, and you're still doing the parsha what little Midrash says, then there's a Bittul Torah be'echus. There's a Bittul Torah in quality over here. No one's saying you're not learning Torah by learning little Midrash says or reviewing the Aleph Beis. That's not Bittul Torah in its quantity. But it is Bittul Torah in its quality. The Pele Yoetz writes, says Rabbi Ezra Papo in his category of Yediyah, Kfar kasvu haposkim shmishiyach lefalpel b'chachma v'leknos Yediyah chadasha. If you can learn something new and you can use your mind and work on stressing your intellect, hazman b'limud tehillim v'chadom, and instead you learn to say tehillim, l'gabav nechsha b'tal Torah. It is Bittul Torah. Now, for the sake of intellectual honesty, the Avnei Ezer and Arachaim and Siman Tafrei Shad Zayin does not like the Beis Ephraim. He doesn't believe that he could have written such an idea. He thinks it's wrong. And he understands that all of Torah is Torah, and one cannot say that learning any amount of Torah is Bittul Torah. So that's the shoot of the Avnei Ezer. Look here, I brought for you from Rav Yaakov Shapiro. Rav Yaakov Shapiro was the grandson of the Netziv. The Shapiro family in Yerushalayim are now the ones who hold on to the Netziv's legacies, his writings. They're in charge of all of his reprinting. Rav Yaakov Shapiro is the one who reopened Volozhin after it was closed. And Yeshivas Gon Yaakov in Bnei Brak, where Rav Steiner's Lush Yeshiva is named after Rav Yaakov Shapiro. So he has a sefer called Gon Yaakov, and his Hakdama, he writes about the following Masorah that he has. He says, Rav Chaim of Volozhin said, Kishem Sheish Bittul Torah Bizman Uvakamus, Kein Yesh Bittul Torah Gam Be'ichus. Just like there is Bittul Torah in time, there's also Bittul Torah in quality. Hainu, Shalomid B'shtichius. You learn not in depth, like very lightly. We don't really understand it. Just very light overview. Be'in Rav, without using our intellect of Yisfar Yisera, Yisfar Yishara, Lahavin, to understand. Dover mitoch dover, to learn out one thing from another. Kmo kein yashar la'amod al nekuda emes. You have to work on things. You have to use your mind. You have to bend yourself to figure things out. Only this will you see siyata d'shmaya. So we also have Rechaim V'lajin. However, there is balance to all of this. If you look in the Pele Yoetz in a different category, under the Erech HaTorah, look at what he says. He says, V'lo tov asu al talmid ha-chacham she'enam rotzim lilmod im b'neihem v'im talmidim katanim. It's not good those rabbis who don't want to learn with their students or their young children light things. They think it's like a waste of time. I'm gonna sit there with my students and review like basic things. No. We have to be pushing all the time. Like you learn for yourself. You know, big time chacham can learn a lot in one day. But no, young people who don't know as much, they need time. You know, a person's doing, partners in Torah, right? A person's doing partners in Torah. What, you're going to sit there with your partners in Torah guy, and you're going to sit there over, you know, Gemara Menachos and try to figure out the different amounts of the Menachos on different days or different Yom Tovim? That might be good for you, but that's not going to be good for him. You have to teach the person, you have to reach them on their level. You'll learn with them even Aleph Beis, Hevel Shein Bochet, certainly such a young child or such a tzaddik who hasn't sinned. Okay, for them that's the right thing, and for them that's the effort, and there's a mitzvah of Yehatharecha Kamocha by Torah as well. Moshe finds this in Shuvin Eben Ezra, Chelek Dalid, about balancing one's own growth and learning with learning on a lower level to help others. There's a balance. But that doesn't mean that for your own personal learning, you have to do a little bit more out of your comfort zone. You have to stretch a little bit in your growth in learning. I brought for you the transcript of a conversation. Everybody sees the transcript in front of them. I'll put out the notes again. And this is a conversation by big rebbes. I know they do this by some of the Sama rebbes. They did this by the Lubavitch Rebbe. When other gedolim would come to meet them, someone would be in the room transcribing the conversation. So this is a conversation between the Lubavitch Rebbe and Rav Mordechai Eliyahu and Rav Avram Shapiro, who are the chief rabbis in Eretz Yisrael in the 1980s. And it's published in the Lekutei Sichos and Moadim of the Lubavitch Rebbe on Purim and Chelek Beis. So let's look at this conversation. The conversation goes as follows. Says Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, "Behemshech lahamuzkar la'el shemaval in Talmud Torah be'ayin shema mikra megillah." So he says the question of the Rashash, "My bitul Torah shayich b'zeh hachi kriyas megillah inei Talmud Torah." So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu asks the Lubavitch Rebbe, "How do you understand this question? How is it bitul Torah to go here the megillah?" So the Lubavitch Rebbe kvok tushas admor b'chiyuchi smiles. He says, "Kisharisi l'rishonas l'sheila social Rashash." When I saw the Rashash, I thought it was very strange. Harashash haya dar beVilna. The Rashash lived in Vilna. Mevatzram shel hayeshivos halitayos, which is the citadel, the pinnacle of the Lithuanian yeshivas. Uvechein ta'aru la'atzmechem shichanes mashu yeshiva. Imagine going to the yeshiva and say and announce, "Shuma rabosai, hava nilmud Megillah. We're now going to go learn Megillas Esther." Okay? Yishmin halomtim lo hayu mekabel hatsazu. Would anybody accept this? Shichalot choshen mishpat. Rambam. Masachis sivamos. You gotta learn deep things. Aval Megillah? Hazayikra Talmud Torah. That's Talmud Torah? So that's what the Rashash meant. That's why he said that. So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu said back to the Lubavitch Rebbe, "B'cholof and nevertheless, shal Rashash shela zu." And he answers, he asks this question, he answers, "Lefinias daitim yushav api amor b'shulchan aruch," it says in Shulchan Aruch, "but mother and more, what are we talking about? And that's what it means, that there's bitul Torah if you're able to learn deeper things and you choose not to. That's a type of bitul Torah." So the Lubavitch Rebbe says back to him, "Gedol mizumatin." We see this even more. "Shelimud hashas uposkim gufa yesh nuchiv l'chadesh b'torah." When you learn shas and poskim, There's a chiyuv to be mechadesh divrei Torah, to come with your own approach. Umi sheish bekoch lechadesh b'Torah, if you're able to make chidushim, eino yotzei chavasa b'lima Torah adeis shechozer alima mea pam le'achad. Just to review things lightly, if you're able to learn deeper and make chidushim Torah and have your own approach, that's bittul Torah, he says. That's that bittul Torah. It's a bittul Torah to not make chidushim Torah if you're able to. So that's what the Lubavitcher Rebbe says. Now, most mitzvos have clearly defined parameters. You know, for example, when I put a mezuzah on the doorpost, I put the mezuzah on the doorpost. If I eat matzah, I eat a kazayis of matzah. I fulfill the mitzvah, I don't have to do anything else. But that's not true of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which requires us to constantly pursue Chachmas Hashem. What are the parameters of Talmud Torah? What's required? What's okay? What's on a higher level? What can you say that you fulfilled the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? So the answer, I think, is as follows. When Hashem revealed himself to Yahushua, and he told him to accept the leadership after Moshe died, so he gave him a big mitzvah upon himself and Klal Yisrael. He said, Lo yamar sefer ha-Torah azeh mipicha. You shouldn't abandon the Torah. Vagiso yom v'layla, learn it night and day. Leman tishma lasos kechol akosu bo, so you can do whatever it says there. Kaz tatzliach esarkecha v'asaskil, then you'll be successful. So from here, Chazal learn that we're commanded to study Torah every day and every night. But according to Rav Shimon in the Gemara, even if you just recite Shema in the morning and Shema at night, you fulfill the chiyuv of Talmud Torah, since Shema is made up of psukim from the Torah. Now, the Gemara says we shouldn't reveal this to people too often because people are not going to learn Torah. But that's the sheet of Rabbi Shimon. So there comes the Ran on the Gemara and explains that even though reciting Shema is enough to fulfill the mitzvah of Agisa B'Yom V'Laila, it's not enough to fulfill the mitzvah of V'Shinan Tam Levanacha, where you have to have Torah has to be V'Shinan, it has to be sharp. There are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah, says the Ran. And this is important for us to understand. There are two mitzvahs of Talmud Torah. V'agisa b'yom v'layla, to learn Torah day and night, and v'shinantam l'vanacha, to learn Torah until you understand it. Now, the Ramah paskins in Shulchan Aruch, that in difficult times, if a person isn't able to, you can fulfill the mitzvah v'agisa b'yom v'layla with Shema in the morning and Shema in the evening. And the Gra writes in Shulchan Aruch that this is against the Ran. The Ran said that only fulfills Vagisa Vayom and Valayla, to learn Torah in the morning and evening. But it doesn't fulfill the mitzvah of Vishinant and Levanecha, to make the words of Torah sharp in your mouth so you understand them. So says Rav Asher Weiss, that we can explain that the Ramah doesn't contradict the Ran at all, because really there are two aspects of Talmud Torah, and this is what we want to say tonight. The Ramah is talking about the mitzvah of being Koveaitim LaTorah, to establish fixed times for Talmud Torah. Each person according to your abilities. You have a lighter morning, you have a heavier night, you have a heavier morning, a lighter night, whatever your time is, you learn what you can. The Ramah says, regarding the mitzvah of Kviyas Itim, to set aside time for learning, if you can't study anything else besides Shema in the morning, Shema at night, so then you fulfill the mitzvah. The Ran is talking about the mitzvah of Chachmas HaTorah, gaining wisdom in Torah, and becoming knowledgeable in the Torah Hashem. That's not a mitzvah that's day or night. It's not like matzah on Pesach or candles on Hanukkah, which you can say, how much do I have to do? How much do I have to fill this cup up in order to do the mitzvah? We're not asking here. We're not asking how much Torah do I have to check off to learn. Right? Kids come home with like sheets. Like how many hours do you have to learn in order to get credits? That's not what we're talking about. There's a mitzvah to become proficient in Chachmas HaTorah. There's a mitzvah to know the Ratzon Hashem in a long-term goal that's for the rest of our life. In fact, it could be that it is inaccurate to define the mitzvah of Torah proficiency as a mitzvah, because Vishinantam Levanecha means that we teach Torah to our children. And Chazal understood Vishinanta means that we teach in such a way that our children understand it clearly. It should be sharp, shinun, it should be sharp to them. This is not a daily mitzvah. It's a lifelong goal, which would not have to study at all on any given night if it wasn't for a Gisa B'Yom V'Layla. You could take off Thursdays, do your cooking, do something else, and you'll fulfill V'Shinan Tal Menacha another time. Ah, you have to learn every single day V'Gisa B'Yom V'Layla. But the lifelong goal of pursuit of Chachmas HaTorah is not one that could be defined any specific parameter of time. So, we see over the experience of Jewish history, that the path to greatness in Talmud Torah is to use every single moment, for every single second that we can. No one ever became great in Torah by not learning Torah whenever they could. Okay, so we see that if you want to get sharp in Torah, you got to learn as much as you can. But shinun, sharpness, yediyas chachmas haTorah, is not mentioned by time. And even if we say that reciting words of Torah without understanding them is considered a fulfillment of mitzvah Talmud Torah, right? The halacha is you can sit there and read Chumash and Tehillim, not understand a single word, and still fulfill the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But that's not the best level of Talmud Torah. The pursuit of chachmas haTorah is something where we have to go higher and higher and higher to pursue the wisdom and the rest of Hashem as much as we can. The Gemara in Bava Metzia says, if you learn Torah Shebichsav, then it's not complete. If you study Mishnah, it is complete. So we see here that the mitzvah Talmud Torah is to have a complete understanding of the laws and the Derech Hashem. That's what the Gemara in Kedushin says, V'shinantam, it should be sharp to us. And that's what it means to have Chachmas HaTorah, to grow in Torah completely, to push ourselves. So based on this, we'll just draw to a conclusion. We can now understand, hopefully, what the Gemara means. When the Gemara says that you go to learn the Megillah, you go to hear the Megillah on Purim night, that's Bittul Torah. Even if Megillah fulfills mitzvahs Talmud Torah on some level, right? If you go to hear Megillah Esther on the night of Purim, did you fulfill the mitzvah Gisa B'Yom V'Laila? 100%. But it doesn't represent Vishinantam, the pushing of ourselves to be Mekabel the Torah. And therefore, Chazal referred to this as Bittul Torah Be'ichus, Bittul Torah in quality. Our job, and this is the definition of Bittul Torah Be'ichus, is to push ourselves to do more. If our level of learning is here, and I can push myself to understand here plus a little bit more, then that is your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's not about time, it's not about hours, it's about how much we are developing and understanding our relationship to Torah Hashem. This is the message I want to end with everybody as we come closer to Shavuos. Choose things to learn that push you intellectually, that push you spiritually, that push the envelope of what you can accomplish. If you've been doing light things, and you can do things a little bit more depth, things with a little more concentration, don't rely on daily emails and WhatsApp updates and things like that. If you can do a little bit more, learn things on your own, do things that are outside of your comfort zone, do things that you're unfamiliar with, that is the way we should be pursuing climbing this ladder of Talmud Torah to make sure that we have a Kiyum HaTorah in not just quantity, the hours we put in, but also Kiyum HaTorah and Eichus in the quality that we put in as well. We should all have a fulfilling and complete Kabbalah HaTorah as we march towards Har Sinai, and that we should walk away from Shavuos with a greater appreciation of Torah, a greater love for Torah, and a greater sharpness and respect and knowledge of the Torah. Okay, have a good night, everyone, and a good Shabbos.